Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. You can join us on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can talk about the NCAA tournament. You can talk about Jacoby Brissett being added to the Commanders as the backup quarterback. At least at this point, he's the backup quarterback. Who knows? Who knows what the future brings for Jacoby Brissett and Sam Howell here?
Phones are so sick. I just got a message to wish my brother happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
which brother?
My brother, Matt.
Did happy you already birthday, know Matt. It was his birthday? Or
I
had
knew
you spaced
it was,
on it?
I knew it was his birthday yesterday.
Okay.
Like I knew today was going to be his birthday, but I hadn't thought of it yet
right.
this morning.
Right.
And, but your phone just
And Matt
just
B is 45.
He's a little older than that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, happy birthday.
He's 77.
Yeah. Phones are sick.
Oh, phones do remind you. Mine reminded me also yesterday that I had until March 23rd to make my consultation appointment for my colonoscopy.
Still and haven't done it?
I did that yesterday.
Oh, okay, good.
I did it yesterday.
You're in the books.
So
when are you doing it?
There's no 50 spot for any of you,
when are you doing
coming
it?
Out of my pocket. I think my appointment is March 22nd.
Oh, it's coming up. Hold on, March 22nd? Huh.
That's my consultation.
Yeah, I'm just going to go see
and
it.
And then we'll set up the
That's when
the
they actual... tell you everything you got to do.
Yes, then we'll set up the actual appointment.
Oh, yeah. You're still a while.
So that's on the docket.
All right, good.
No, good. Hopefully you don't have any polyps.
I want zero polyps.
Most people have polyps.
You'll have zero polyps.
But hopefully it doesn't
polyps.
Have bad polyps.
Hopefully you don't have bad ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like tumors.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to avoid that at
Such
all costs.
Such an uplifting show at times.
Just, look, it's a...
Well, you gotta drink your matcha green tea. I'm getting matcha green tea. The guy, the Harvard researcher, said you gotta have 2 cups a day.
Hey, so most people were super high on Jacoby Brissett, and I think it's a fine signing for a backup quarterback.
Super high?
I do think people.
I think he's the
by and large
he's the best available that was remaining on the. On the backup quarterback market.
By and large, the social media reaction.
Who would you have rather
on
have?
Facebook, on Instagram, on our Twitter, positive.
Would you rather have Dalton than Brissett?
Maybe Andy Dalton, but I think Dalton and
they're
Brissett,
the
they're
same.
Comparable. They're all
Dalton's
about the same.
A more accomplished starter. I actually would think if you had Dalton, that you're kind of thinking he might start.
Dalton's numbers were actually pretty good last year for a Saints team that was without Michael Thomas, was relying on Chris Olave's
and
rookie.
Kamara.
And Kamara had a down year.
He did.
So, like, he's a good stopgap guy.
All right, so maybe
for
I'd put
Carolina.
Dalton slightly.
Here's
ahead
where some people were upset. If you did a side by side of Jacoby Brissett last year with the Cleveland Browns, and you put up Taylor Heineke stats, who they let go to Atlanta, you could make an argument that Taylor Heineke was more impressive. They had about the same number of yards. Heineke played far less games.
Yeah.
They both had 12 touchdowns with 6 picks.
But I think what Ron wants is he wants a little more steady than Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke's kind of volatile. You can get some good plays from him. Other days, you know, he's gonna make you scratch your head with some of the throws. I think he was looking for a little less drama with his backup quarterback. And also, nobody's gonna be chanting for Jacoby Brissett at FedEx Field. If Sam Howell has a bad half or a bad game or two, I wouldn't think. But they would be chanting for Heineke after his exploits here.
True. And I think Brissett is a good signing. He'll give you a chance if everything falls apart, right? A little bit of a chance. I don't think he's going to give you a chance to really do anything, but you can win a game with him. You can win a couple games with him. But don't think that was a priority signing for the Commanders. Their priority was offensive line, secondary, replacing Cole Holcomb, backup quarterback was like number 10 on their list. And that's how it played out. So don't think he's brought in to be real competition. He's not. Don't think that he was somebody that they coveted the whole time. They didn't. They called freaking Chad Henne. He is what he is. He's an experienced guy that fails miserably, or if he gets injured, you can have a chance to maybe win a few games. Like, he's not going to take you to the playoffs.
I would agree.
But he's better than Josh Johnson.
Like, early in Ron's tenure, I would have believed. Like, Ron's going to come out and say, well, I'll let these guys compete in training camp. Like, I would have believed that in year one of Ron. But I've seen Ron just gift wrap spots to guys without there being a real competition. So if he really wants Sam Howell to be the guy, then he's just going to give it to him and hope that he takes it and runs with it and succeeds. Like, I don't believe Jacoby Brissett is going to have a real fair shot at getting the starting gig for week one.
No.
Unless he just blows away Howell in training camp.
Which is almost impossible to do because...
Right, he's Jacoby Brissett. Like, he's a bounce-around, backup-type quarterback.
You're just throwing balls around. Yeah.
So, NFL.com a few weeks ago ranked all 68 starting quarterbacks from the 2022 season. Where do you guys think Jacoby landed?
I'd say about 20.
I'd guess a little lower. What's the question, Drew?
NFL.com ranked every single starting quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Where do you think they put
based on last season's play?
Yeah.
23rd is my guess. I haven't seen the list, so I'm just guessing.
Every single starter? Every single quarterback that started a game?
Yes.
So that would have been, what, 65?
68.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're laughing. I'm going to say...
It's going to be higher than you think.
Yeah, the way he's framing it makes me think it's higher than you think.
21.
Okay.
They're impressed. They liked him a lot.
I would have said 30.
Jacoby's mistakes hurt in tight losses to the Jets, Falcons, and Chargers, but he threw just a single pick over his final five starts. Behind a quality line, Brissett played some of the best football of his career.
Where did they have Sam Howell ranked? He started a game.
That's true.
I didn't even look. That's a very small sample size.
19
Carson
passes.
Was 46.
Sam Howell's ranked 46.
No.
I thought you said Carson.
Sam Howell, 46. Carson, 36.
Right. Carson, 36.
Heinicke, 35.
Oh, man. in the same bucket of yuck.
Right.
Well, Heinicke.
Hey,
according to those rankings, Brissett should be the starter. He's the best of the bunch.
He's two slots ahead of Derek Carr, who just got a bunch of money.
Wow.
Well, like I said, the PFF grades, for what it's worth, had him as the sixth best passer last year.
He's definitely better than Taylor in that sense. And everyone loves Taylor, and Taylor's a gamer, and, you know, that's why, like, win-loss records for quarterbacks are deceiving. Like, Taylor's a 500 quarterback. Brissett is not.
What if Ron...
But Brissett doesn't throw up as many YOLO balls.
What if Ron loves him some Sam Howell, but EB2 comes in and says, you know what, I'm not a big fan of Sam Howell. I just said that to get the gig. Don't really love him. I like Jacoby Brissett better.
Right.
What if there's just a clash between Eric Bieniemy and Ron about who to start?
Well, I think Ron delegates.
Ron's going to win that battle.
I think Ron would delegate and let his offensive coordinator, who's going to be calling the plays, who he just gave a lot of money, choose his starting quarterback.
Maybe he would.
I think Brissett probably has a 20% chance to be the starter in week one.
You do?
I do.
How? How does it play out?
OTAs, training camp, preseason, that they just look at Brissett every day and go, he's the better quarterback. I do think that Sam Howell has the edge just based on everything that they've been saying. But if Brissett's the better quarterback day in and day out, and he's the better quarterback in the quarterback room.
He has to be markedly better.
Yes, that's why I say it's 20%.
Got to be markedly better.
Is there going to be a team in the NFL that has a cheaper combined salary of their top two quarterbacks?
It'd be hard-pressed to find.
I can't think of one. I mean,
how much is Desmond Ridder making?
Can't be a lot. He's a third-round pick.
Right. Yeah. So he's going to be the starter. And probably.
Okay, but Desmond Ridder's,
still less
but
than
Ridder's contract's still higher than Howell.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know, did they sign a backup yet?
Well, Heinicke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heinicke. So Heinicke's
similar.
More.
It's similar.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's similar.
but I don't know if you could find one cheaper.
Yeah.
It would be, you'd have to search for a long time to find it.
Yeah.
I mean, what do the Colts have right now?
Well, the Colts are probably going to have...
cut Matt Ryan.
Well, hold on, but the Colts are probably going to have, you know...
a rookie.
A Levis, rookie. A Levis or a Richardson type.
And is Ellinger, is he still, he's still there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to be cheap. He's not making any money. Yeah, you're going to have a cheap quarterback room here in Washington.
Here's the question. Are you fired up? Is anybody fired up for Brissett?
About a backup quarterback?
I'm not. I think it's fine. It's a good signing. Happy. But I don't think they have designs on him starting.
People are fired up for Howell still. Howell wins. I think we could do any poll. If you put Sam Howell in it, he's going to win. Our Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Who starts more games? Howell or Brissett? 77% go with Sam Howell.
I think Howell, I'm telling you, man, I'm crossing over.
I'm crossing over
into the Howell hive. I think they stumbled. I think they got lucky. I think they stumbled onto
It'd
a kid.
It'd be another great story. It'd be, you know, Brock Purdy-ish.
I think they stumbled on a kid that can play. I think he's tough. He's got a good arm.
It's just such a hard, you know, it's such a hard position.
He still tells me that he won't eat anything except chicken. It's still gross.
Doesn't eat seafood. Doesn't eat red meat.
Doesn't eat hamburgers. Doesn't eat steak.
No, he's a weirdo.
It's hard for me to trust the guy.
You want to be really tilted? I know someone who knows chicks down there, and they a lot of chicks wanted to date him at Carolina.
Okay,
but. He didn't get sized to like hit skins or anything. He was so religious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of girls, they wanted to date him, but he was just.
He is quite an outlier.
He's an outlier.
Because usually in college, that's all guys want to do.
He was not sized to hit skins. He just, you know.
Yeah, he's a man of faith.
Man of faith and all football all the time.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who that is at Chapel Hill, Cakes.
No, it's not Brett.
Not Brett. Not me.
No. Not Brett. Although, Brett might have told me a story, but I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. You have another source?
Yeah. Mm. Be honest.
Also, supposedly has a girlfriend.
Recently, yeah, but I'm talking about like
college. College how?
Are they practicing abstinence, he and his current GF?
I think he's like a Tebow type.
He's a small town USA kid. He's from Appalachia.
Yeah.
Big time.
Do you know his grandfather's Korean?
I did not know
that.
You know,
it kind of makes sense. He's got a little bit of a look
to him, right?
A little ethnicity.
Like he's like
loves kimchi. No, there's no chance he won't even eat a hamburger.
Yeah,
there's no chance he eats kimchi.
But kimchi's a veggie.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't eat vegetables. I bet he eats kimchi.
He doesn't eat a T-bone steak, but he'll eat kimchi.
Kimchi's good for him.
He's got the palate of an 8-year-old.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. So he's going to go to Bon John.
I'm officially, I've converted into the Howell Hive.
Okay.
I actually think this kid is going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to make it.
Look, I'm rooting for the kid. Very likable.
I know, but you think he think he's likely to fail just based on draft pick. JP thinks he's likely to fail based on draft pick.
It's a statistical argument that they're making. The majority of them fail at the fifth round.
Understood, but I'm looking beyond that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that's...
From what my eyes see, I think this kid can actually do it.
All right, well, next we're going to talk to an NFL...
We'll have a weekly debate next year.
Yeah.
Next, we'll be joined by Kevin Cole. He's an NFL analyst at Unexpected Points. We'll talk to him about Jacoby Brissett, Sam Howell, and more next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're the guy now at Unexpected Points. Tell the listeners how they get into it and where to follow you.
Sure. So I worked for a few like fantasy DFS related companies, and then PFF as a data scientist and doing content over there for a couple of years. Left PFF at the end of last year. Started the Substack called Unexpected Points. I also had a podcast already at PFF, which I brought over. So it's a weekly podcast of an interview. Also, I do some solo podcasts on analysis, and then lots and lots of analysis during the season and during the off season. That's from a quantifiable sort of perspective and looking at the numbers, but then also trying to wrap it into whatever way may be kind of like the topical thing of the week or the day.
All right, Kevin, so give us your advanced data lean towards the quarterback room here in Washington with Sam Howell with one start under his belt. He's been tabbed the number one during the offseason by head coach Ron Rivera. They add to that room with Jacoby Brissett as the backup. How do you see that tandem heading into the season? What do you see there?
Well, I mean, maybe we'll start with Howell a little bit. I feel like he was a strong value in the draft. Now, again, he went in the fifth round. So you don't typically see a lot of success from quarterbacks who went that late. But Howell has a lot of traits, including the fact that he came out as an underclassman. So he came out early. The fact that the year prior, if you look at some, you know, look ahead mock drafts, which are, you know, can be questionable sometimes. But if you looked at those, a lot of people were projecting him as maybe even being a top 10 pick. So he has a long history of being a starter there, despite the fact that he left early. And I think he had a really, really strong year before the year he came out. So he showed some of that ability that could be a good NFL starter and showed, of course, a little bit, including his rushing ability when he did have a chance to start there. So I think he's still a question mark, a big question mark. But I think there are traits and ability with him. And then when it comes to Brissett, you know, I think his numbers came out today. We're talking about maybe a max $10 million type of contract. He had by far the best year of his career last season. And then the two prior years that he started in 2017, he struggled. In 2019, where Luck suddenly retired before the season, he was better, but still struggled. So this last year that we saw in Cleveland, and then maybe the half year that we saw in Miami in 2021, he played on a lot better level. So I'm excited about what he can do. But I still think when it comes to the Commanders and it comes to a lot of teams in the NFL, you know, don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with what you have. If you can find anyone else you can bring in to go work out, if you can move up in the draft, potentially if it happens, go ahead and be aggressive doing that. You can never have too much competition in the quarterback room.
What is the likelihood in your mind, when it's all said and done, that Sam Howell is going to essentially have a successful campaign for the Commanders this year? What's the likelihood?
Yeah, I mean, this is not really about Howell, my take here. I guess maybe that was one of the first things from my perspective on how I look at things probabilistically, is you have to kind of respect just the general trends in numbers for rookies who are not drafted very early. So I don't know, maybe 20-25% sort of chance that'll end up happening. But I think when you can do for me, I would say that it's that sort of chance. So it's not going to be particularly high, but I think that's pretty good for a quarterback who is taken that late. Again, I would say bring in, you know, you can bring in some more names even at this point. I know one name that I'm interested in, and from the same draft class, is it sounds like the Panthers now want to, you know, toss aside Matt Corral, who they traded up to get in the third round. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows what they've seen from him? They didn't see a lot because he got injured during the preseason. He was out for the entire season. I feel like those are types of risks where if you don't have the ability to get up and get a quarterback in the top five or something like that, like, why not just bring in another name and let him compete? It's those sorts of moves that I would be looking for also if I were the Commanders.
So how do you see Jacoby Brissett as a quarterback now?
I mean, I think he's a quarterback who can give you league average type of play if the system is structured to make him successful. And that means having something where he's never going to be a super high volume quarterback. He's going to be a quarterback who brings some good value with his legs and being able to run, and especially being able to convert in short yardage. He's a master at doing that when it comes to converting on third and one, fourth and one. So he's someone who can steady the ship. The upside is probably not going to be there, but as far as someone who could fill a bridge slash backup slash bring him in to convert, you know, fourth and inches type of role, I think he's very, very valuable and definitely a value at, like I said, $8 to $10 million of what they're going to pay him.
So it's wild. When you try to summarize his position, is he likes Hal, he likes his upside, but based on track record, you'd bet against it. But you think he's better than most maybe drafted his position. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say he's better than most that are definitely drafted, let's say, beyond the first or second round in the NFL draft. I mean, I have this whole thing, and this is why I was one of the few people, and I'm going to kind of, sorry, this is some gratuitous self-congratulation here, but I was one of the few people who was into the Jalen Hurts pick when it happened for the Eagles, because in my opinion, we just don't know who these quarterbacks are beyond the top quarterbacks in the league. So, like, bringing in more quarterbacks, if you have a chance to work them out, you have a chance to see what they have. It just gives you a higher and higher chance of finding that guy. So Hal could be that guy, but to bank on it would be a mistake at this point.
That's essentially what Ron's doing.
Well, yeah, and Ron.
Well, I mean, he has Jacoby at least. So there's somebody there. There's a floor there.
And I mean, and the chances that Ron Rivera has more than this season is pretty small, unless they just have an unbelievable season. You know, they go 12-5, 11-6, maybe make the playoffs or win the division, whatever. But the new owner is going to come in and he's going to bring in his own guys. He doesn't want to inherit anything Dan Snyder brought in.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the case. And I know we're saying they got rid of Wentz, so therefore Hal's the guy. It's one of those situations where you're the guy until you're not the guy, right? Like, you know, they clearly did not want to move on with Wentz. That was a non-starter. So Wentz is out. And then at that point, you look at the roster, you could bring back Heinicke again. That wasn't the preferred option. I think Brissett is an upgrade over Heinicke. So being able to get him as an upgrade, you have Hal, you're sitting at 16th in the NFL draft, the draft that's has some good quarterbacks in there. So if someone falls beyond the top 10, one of these top four quarterbacks that people are looking at, I still don't think it's out of the question that the Commanders could make a move up for a few spots, maybe even more than a few spots, to go and draft someone. I think it's very open still at this point who's going to end up taking the most snaps at quarterback in 2023 for the Commanders.
Hmm. All right, let's move on to Vegas and Jimmy G. And we've debated Jimmy G many times on the show. There are guys in this room that feel differently than I do. Now, I'm a Niner fan, so I'm a little bit biased. But I think Jimmy G, if he stays healthy, and that's the big question with him, right? He just never stays healthy enough to give you a full season. But I think he can be really, really good, especially now that he's got Devontae Adams. Now, I thought he was going to have a legit tight end too, Eric, with Waller, but he gets shipped off. But he does have a really good running back. Offensive line, not so sure. And maybe he was just coached up in a great system with Shanny. But sorry, Kevin. But I do think that Jimmy G can be really good if he stays healthy in this offense, maybe McDaniels Fs him up. I don't know. But what's your thought on Jimmy G in that system with Devontae, with Josh Jacobs, and McDaniels?
Yeah, Jimmy is probably the number one quarterback when it comes to a divide between, you know, numbers guys and film people, or whether you want to give credit to Jimmy or give credit to the system and the receivers and Shanahan and all of that stuff. Because if you look purely at how did the 49ers perform, how did they perform when Jimmy drops back the pass, if you look at purely like on an efficiency basis, how much value were they adding when that was happening? I mean, it was a lot. It was top five type of quarterback numbers anytime that he was healthy enough to play. So will that translate forward? We don't quite know. We only have about 100 dropbacks from Jimmy when he played in New England. But again, he played at a high level when he did have a chance to play in New England. And of course, he was playing for Josh McDaniels at that point. So he has the receivers around him. He's going to have a play caller and schemer who knows how to use him. You're right, the offensive line isn't great, but he has a pretty quick release. He's pretty good at avoiding sacks. I'm optimistic. I don't think he's going to play at the same level as we saw at San Francisco, but I'm optimistic that he can give them good quarterback play. But it's something, of course, we're going to have to wait and see how it all comes together.
Talking to Kevin Cole, NFL analyst at Unexpected Points. Zeke Elliott was cut. Does he have any value left in this league?
I think he has some value. I mean, he's an excellent pass blocker. So that's something that could bring some value in the league. He's a pretty good receiver. He's a good short yardage running back. That's kind of become more of his thing when you had Tony Pollard there too, bringing the explosive element. So when it comes to converting third and short, even fourth and short sometimes, he can bring some value there. But I think you have to be part of some sort of committee, some sort of thunder and lightning type of committee. And it just would not surprise me if he's going to get a very low contract value going forward. He's just never going to be the three-down sort of guy. I think we've seen enough of a decline in his play the last couple of years. And it's just not, you know, it's just not a Zeke thing. It's just most running backs give the majority of their value in their early to mid-20s and then start to trail off after that.
Kevin, I'm checking out the 2023 Improvement Index you have at @unexpected_PTS on Twitter.
Loves the Texans.
The points-based improvement in the NFL plus-minus based on off-season roster moves and draft value. The Bears seem to be leading by a wide margin over the Texans and the Lions. And at the bottom of the list, you have the Vikings with all the losses that they've suffered during the offseason. It's a good tool for people to check out how their favorite team is faring the offseason.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there actually probably been even some updates since then. It mentioned you. I heard the Texans being shouted out there. So, yeah, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise that we're seeing teams who have a ton of money to spend. And also, like, there's an assumption in here on how much value they're going to get from their rookies that they're drafting this season. So those teams like the Texans and the Bears are up near the top. And now actually the Eagles are a little bit lower, although I guess they're bringing back Darius Slay, so I'm going to have to change that around. But it's really just a way of projecting rosters at the end of the 2022 season. If we just assume nothing changes, projecting them into 2023 and then looking at a second projection where you're taking account for all the different changes that are happening and looking at the difference between those two changes. So, yeah, the teams with a lot to spend are going forward. The teams with not so much are going down. And the Commanders are on the positive side for sure so far, but not a hugely significant change, at least so far.
All right, Kevin. So before we let you go, we got to talk Aaron Rodgers. Okay, just got to do it.
Yeah.
And we obviously had, you know, we've been talking about Rodgers all week, like every other sports radio show. So let's just assume he does go to the Jets. Let's assume they get a deal done with Green Bay.
Yeah.
He's got Garrett Wilson there. They've signed Lazard, his guy. Who knows how many other former Packers they'll get in there. But got a really good young running back who got hurt last year in Breece Hall. But it is New York. It is a tougher division. They got to also play the NFC East. So the schedule is tough, and he's 40. He's almost 40, and he had a down year last year. Won the MVP in 20 and 21, bad year last year. Do you think Aaron Rodgers, in a new system, with Nate Hackett as his OC, with all those other pieces, can get back to where he was a couple years ago?
He he can. I mean, it's possible. At least when I looked at his play, I did not see a physical decline. It reminded me, his play last season reminded me a lot of from about starting in 2015 through 2020, through 2019, Rodgers, you know, he wasn't playing that well. He just wasn't trusting what he was seeing in the system. He wasn't trusting his receivers. He wasn't executing at the same level. But you didn't really see any physical decline there either. And then he came back and won back-to-back MVPs after that. So I think we're in a similar situation here. There will be an age-based decline eventually. But, I mean, let's just look at some of the markets to get an idea of what you know, the people who are putting down their money on this, think about this right now. I mean, the Jets right now have the seventh highest Super Bowl odds, tied with the Dallas Cowboys, actually. So tied for sixth highest Super Bowl odds, only behind the Chiefs, the 49ers, the Eagles, the Bills, and the Bengals right now. So they're pretty positive on the fact and what Rodgers can bring. And, in fact, in this improvement index that I have, I mean, the Jets will jump up to number one because of the huge, huge value that a quarterback has, and especially the huge value someone like Aaron Rodgers has over who they currently have on their roster.
Kevin, thanks as always for the time. It's always appreciated. Kevin Cole, NFL analyst at Unexpected Points, advanced data and logical analysis to understand the game a little better. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
You can
follow
you, buddy.
On Twitter at @unexpected_PTS.
Isn't that weird? Like his phone delay. What was that drive? Because he's local, right? It was just a bizarre thing.
Know. May not have just been the internet phone that he has or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Alan May next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, you can join B. Mitch and Finley and Grant and Danny as they broadcast live from Tap Sports Bar. That's at MGM National Harbor, in case you didn't know. Today and tomorrow, for all of the college hoops action, catch all the tournament games on 70 flat-screen TVs with an all-star roster of food and drinks. That's at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. That place will be on fire today.
I think a bunch of the TV crews are out there. That's a hot spot to be today.
Certainly
for the
is.
Tournament, no
so
doubt.
You can catch B. Mitch and Finley and Grant and Danny at MGM National Harbor today at Tap Sports Bar. Right now, we're joined by Alan May. He's brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Visit rudysgolf.com. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. Alan, how Hello, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How you all doing?
All right, man. Long
miss
time
having
here.
You on, man. I like that intro music. It brings back memories.
He hated that song, remember?
Yeah, but it became a staple.
I can't even remember which song it was.
We used to play that tequila song or whatever.
But Pat and Shay, yeah, I believe the artist.
Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay. But it turns out he hated
it. It was a three-letter word.
Remember, he said he hated it. There was a totally other song he preferred. Mm. I can't remember what it was, though. Either way,
my music tastes have changed, yeah.
Yeah.
Long time, guys.
Yeah. All right, so, I mean, I don't know. It's been a tough season. We have Coach Lav on every week. We really like him. I guess I was maybe a little taken aback that they just started selling off pieces, but I guess with their contract situations, it was inevitable. Doesn't look good. They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
I don't think Allen was surprised. I remember watching him post-game one time say that a lot of their wins, if you actually looked at it, were against the lesser teams.
Right.
You weren't buying into the team. Why do you think it wasn't working this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is once John Carlson was hurt, mm-hmm. it drastically changed the look of their team. And you look at the record with him out, and it just went to show that, you know, how valuable he is, how much underappreciated he is. And he probably no defenseman took more of a beating from the fans. And he's an incredible player. You don't realize what you have till it's gone in so many different cases. But, you know, they're still in it. They need a miracle to happen. They need a lot of different things to go on to catch the Islanders. But at the same time, when you lose players the way they have, they're at the top. They're one of the top three teams that lost, you know, man games. And even if you take Hagelin and Connor Brown out, who have been hurt right from the start of the year, they've been beat up so bad. And last night's another example. Four different times players left the game with injuries last night. And, you know, first I think it was Sandin, and then you had Wilson. Jensen left for a while. Oshie left for a while. Maybe Oshie was the first. It just seemed like it didn't end last night. And they gritted it out. So it's been tough. And when you don't have your players, and that's not the way that, you know, Laviolette wanted the team, is, you know, the way it's constructed right now. You have a lot of young players in the lineup. I don't have a problem with that, but it's not the team you wanted to start the year with. And they've been dealing with injuries the whole time. And, you know, they've been lucky over the course of, I guess the Ovi era, that they haven't had to deal with injuries every single season. And this year has been kind of catastrophic. So it makes it tough to know what's coming out. And when you guys are watching the game, it's like every night's a surprise. Like, I don't know why I put my lineup in pen. I should be using pencil a lot of times because they just had so many injuries and so much illness. I can't remember it in all the time I've covered the team being this banged up.
Allen, is there any early word at this point on the Sandin injury? You touched on it. It looked like he wasn't putting any pressure on his left leg as he was helped off the ice. And that was a guy who had been on fire since he was acquired right around the trade deadline. Any word on Sandin and the severity of the injury yet?
No, you know what? He was fine. He came back and played. But it's one of those things. Guys that hit with pucks, depending on where you get. If you get it too low, you can bet there's a good chance you can break a bone. But he was up high in the thigh. I could see him limping around today. It'll be a lot of ice. And then tomorrow morning skate, he'll have to get prepped up. Tom Wilson took almost the identical shot, except it was to the inside of the above the knee, I guess the inside of the thigh. Sandin was the outside of the thigh. So it's just, you know, morning skate usually tells the tale for us around here. And, you know, like yesterday, no morning skate. And I kind of handicapped that Ovi would be in the lineup. And he looked like he had a lot of spunk last night, a lot of drive. And just day to day, as you get older and you get banged up, you know, you just carry these injuries with you over and over.
Now, the defense got basically completely revamped. TVR gets re-signed. Sandin is acquired. Orlov is gone. It's a new-look D-Corps. Do you like the way it's shaping up? Obviously, Carlson has missed a big chunk of the season with that injury. Suffered right around Christmas. I think it was like 2 days before Christmas. He got hit in the head with the puck. How do you like the new-look defense for the Caps going forward?
Well, you look what's gone on, but, you know, once Carlson's back, you would slot Carlson, Jensen, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and then the left side's up for grabs. And the players, you know, Sandin's still got a lot of growth to have in his game. He's been on fire offensively. He's only going to get better. I think they're focusing on what he does well, and that's move the puck and help the forwards enter the offensive zone with speed. Ferravari, he had a dip in his play, but I think he's come back and he's been playing a lot better lately. Alexiev has really surprised me after sitting out so long and then getting back in the lineup. He's really stepped up, and he's looked good out there. Matt Irwin, he's a very serviceable guy. You play him left or right, doesn't cause the team any problems. So it's drastic when you look at it. And for a while there, all the top four defensemen were out, with Carlson out, Ferravari out, Orlov is off the team, Jensen's out, and then all of a sudden your top defenseman, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and then Sandin comes in. So they've been getting wins in the last little bit. It hasn't been easy, but I think sometimes trial by fire tells you a lot about the players that you have in your lineup. And, you know, they've brought these defensemen along, and, you know, there's four defensemen in their 20s in the Caps lineup right now. And I think last year everyone was in their 30s. So it's a lot different looking deep. And I still think and believe that they want John Carlson in there because he's once again, he was carrying the team, I thought, in December when they went on that run.
So listening to you, I kind of want to go big picture. Obviously, you hope they make on an incredible run and get to the playoffs this year. But let's say it doesn't happen. Is there reason for optimism? It sounds like you're optimistic about some of these moves and the guys they'll have on the team moving forward should they remain healthy.
Well, you have to be. When you look at how the roster shapes up, you need guys to be healthy. And when you're watching the team play right now, you could tell that there are certain guys that are playing that are just – they're banged up. They're on bandage and Advil. They still have plenty of roster. They dropped – if you go in cumulative years, they traded away 160 years of players.
Wow.
You know, the five guys were all in their 30s. They're all 32 this year. One of them was 34 in this calendar year. I believe that was Lars Eller. Everyone else, 32 this year. So – you look at it, they're going to be a younger team. I think you have to get younger, and that was going to be a thing this year. And once everyone – I don't think players are getting injured because of their age, but they had so many unrestricted free agents, you get rid of all of that. And when guys don't have to worry about their contracts, they don't have to worry – they just play the game. They don't grip the stick. It doesn't affect their play, and they just go out there and play. They're still a solid group of players if you slot everyone where they're supposed to play. You know, you're going to be a better team. John Carlson, will he play with Sandin? Will he play with Alexiev? Will he play with Ferravari again? You know, there are just so many different things. Who's going to be the shutdown guy with Nick Jensen? And all of those guys, you know, most of them left. So Jensen, new contract. Trevor Van Riemsdyk, new contract. Milano, new contract. Strome, new contract. Obey Kubel. You know, the pieces are there, and then they'll go out in the summer, and they will. They could shock the world and make a big trade, and then they certainly want to be in the free agent market. There'll be money available.
Alan, 13 games left for the Capitals. What does their record need for them to be to make that one of those two wild card spots down the stretch?
Well, the number one thing their record has to have is two victories against the New York Islanders.
Yep.
They play them, both of those games, they play them at Capital One Arena. Then in the next little while, they have a path in the next little while to remain in it. But they've got to make sure that they handle business against the Blues tomorrow. And then when they go into Minnesota this weekend, they play Sunday afternoon. Well, on Saturday afternoon, the Blues play Boston, I believe, or a top-tier team. So they've got that. Then they've got Columbus, who's at the bottom, Chicago, who's near the bottom. There's four games right there. If they could find a way to pull four off, or three for sure, and then they play a game at Pitt, which is always, you never know who's going to win that game. They're still in it. And then all of a sudden, it affects how the Islanders play. It affects how Florida plays. The team with the hardest path of everyone, Ottawa, plays six top playoff teams in their next six games. Colorado, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Boston, Tampa, New Jersey. So the Caps in this next five-game stretch, I would just say they have to look at it, you know, get four or five for sure, and they're still in it, but you've got to win those two Islanders games.
Alan, great catching up with you. I have to talk to you again soon. That's Alan May, brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Visit rudysgolf.com. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. Thanks again, Alan. Appreciate the time.
Thank you,
care,
buddy.
Guys. Yep.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Yep.
Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.